Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me from Sitka Tribal Enterprises, I have Camille Ferguson and Serena DeTemple here to talk about a pretty awesome opportunity being offered right here in Sitka. Thank you both for coming in this morning. Camille, I'll hand it off to you. What do we have being offered here in town that has never been offered before?
I'm really excited to share this information because, you know, the CDL, the commercial driver's license, is what is a really useful tool that we need here in Sitka and in all our smaller communities or anywhere where you need to drive a large vehicle carrying over 15 people. And so I want to give a little background. Is, you know, it used to be that our DMV locally used to be able to train people, and you would be able to go down and, you know, get your commercial driver's license locally. Mm-hmm. Well, times have kind of changed, and a lot of that happened in 2022 when the federal highways actually implemented the entry-level driver training requirement, which is the EDLT. And believe me, it's something I have to have in front of me to read.
Right.
But that new regulation really put a strain on our smaller communities. Sitka in particular, Sitka Tribal Enterprises oversees, you know, all the tribal tour buses as well as the community ride buses. A majority of them need a commercial driver's mm-hmm. license. So in order for us to be able to obtain that, the cost to have them go and get trained was really putting a strain on us, because it's not like it was just, you know, you're going to have to go get your CDL, but we're going to have to pay for somebody to go to a place that has an on-ramp.
Oh, the on-ramp was the requirement.
One of the requirements for testing is that's what you needed to do. Well, how many on-ramps do we have? How many
right.
on-ramps do any of these smaller communities have? So majority of people needing their CDL would go to Juneau or go to Anchorage. Well, the testers that we had found was in Anchorage, and so we would have to provide plane reservations, hotel, per diem, and that would be upwards of $5,000 per person. And
oh,
so
yes.
that per person, when you need anywhere from 12 to 14 to 15 drivers, that is kind of an expensive investment.
Yeah, that adds up to be a significant investment. Goodness.
Yeah. So what we did to kind of address the issue, which I think was looking outside the box. How can we do this and make it affordable? And what can we do so that we can have the training here in Sitka? Well, we did some research and found out there is a Section 8 certification. And when we identified that, we also identified how can we become the trainer. And the Section 8 actually creates a commercial driver's license that can only be used in Sitka or in the community in which it is being used. And for Sitka, which was really amazing, is Serena jumped right on in. She's our operations manager. She took the test, got certified so that she can actually do the testing and do the training for the ELDT, and that was the beginning of where we, you know, are launching this training program. And the beauty of it is the cost savings. And I'm going to actually hand it off to Serena, because she really is the person who's spearheading this. And our ultimate goal is to make sure that we are training people in Sitka and employing our local people for the job opportunities that we have, mm-hmm. and then also be able to have a cost savings that the money is staying in our community and not going out. So I'd like to introduce Serena, who is our operations manager for STE, and she can tell you a little bit more about that local
yeah.
training.
Good morning. So the commercial driver's license program that we are really excited about doing is a Restriction 8. It does limit our people that we train to just Sitka. So mm-hmm. they're staying local. They're not going to be able to take that unfortunately take that CDL and go elsewhere. But it also is an opportunity for families that would like to get their Class C CDL to drive smaller buses without air brakes, the opportunity to be able to stay home with their families and train for this instead of going off for anywhere from 3 days to a week, depending on the program that you enroll in. And it's an amazing opportunity in that aspect, but also it's giving you other job opportunities to be able to stay right here in Sitka and be able to obtain these jobs that are out there that require a CDL. And so this program that we're offering this go-round, our first deadline is coming up very quickly. Mm-hmm. February 7th is the deadline to apply for the first round of being able to obtain this, with setting a goal of our first testing date to be March 15th.
Okay.
And then for the second round, because not everybody flies on the same timeline, right?
Right. And yeah, so that first deadline is February 7th is this Friday.
This Friday. And the next deadline is March 7th. And this opportunity is so that we can get people onboarded and hired with us and then get them in the program and help them achieve this. And so with the March 7th deadline, we have a potential testing date of April 14th.
Okay. So what is this? What does the training program look like? So it sounds like you have, about a month and a half of between, registration deadline and testing date.
So once you get onboarded and you go through the background checks that you have to go through and pre-employment drug mm-hmm. testing, which is required for
you're CDLs. Operating a yes. vehicle. It makes sense.
And so after you get through that, I will put you through the ELDT classes for your passenger endorsement. And I'm also going to, even though we don't do air brakes, I'm also going to put you through an air brakes ELDT. I find it as a very useful tool mm-hmm. to help you study to obtain your CDL permit. And so I'll put you through that. And then once you get your permit, that's where the fun begins. We're going to actually start doing walk-arounds around the buses, because you have to know your walk-around on a bus as part of your CDL testing. And then we're going to jump in a bus and we're going to go on a road course, and we are going to teach you the skills of on-the-road driving to be able to pass your test.
Awesome. So it's going to be a mix of kind of classroom learning, if you will, for learning the theories, learning the rules
yes,
of it
ma'am.
On paper, and then the actual practicum, putting your skills to good use.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. So is there a limit on the number of, do you have only a certain amount of spaces available for these courses? Kind of a sweet spot of the number you're hoping for?
So here's the thing with that is our gentleman coming down can test up to 5 people in a day.
Okay.
And as of right now, we have them slated to be here for a day. So mm-hmm. it's looking like 5 the first go around, 5 the second go around. However, if there is more applicants and a need for an extra testing day, it can be worked in. I don't have final numbers into him yet. He's actually let me play that by ear.
Awesome. And so what ends up being the cost difference when you consider like how you've done it previously of having your trainees go to Juneau or Anchorage to learn and go through all the certification process now that you've found this, I don't want to say loophole, but found this creative way to make it work here in Sitka. What's the cost savings?
Significant savings, because you're looking at, if you send somebody to Anchorage, we're looking at roughly $5,000 for just 3 days.
Wow.
That includes the class and their lodging and their rental car to get around and their per diem for food. And if you have them stay longer, it can be on upwards to about $7,000 per person. And so bringing the tester down here the cost for him to come down and test one person is only $2,600. And an additional roughly $400 to $500 per person, depending on how much he has to work with each individual person. And so it's a huge savings.
It's huge. I mean, just for one person, it's half the cost, and then add on more people. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So if you add on a second person, you're not adding on $7,000. You're adding on anywhere from $400 to $500 instead of $5,000 to $7,000.
So, yes, your sleuthing into there's got to be a better way has definitely paid off.
It's got to be more affordable to be able to hire locally.
Yes. And it's worth it on so many levels to do this, to do it locally, to make sure people who want to work in our community are able to do so.
Yeah, and there are a number of people that are in our community that are single families, or they, you know, the cost to be away is also something to consider.
Right.
Child care, dog care sitting. I mean, I got a dog, so that's my child. But to be away for a week.
And even elder care, because there are families who take care of their elders. So there's a lot of expenses to being away from home.
And to now, that is not something that it has to be worried about.
Right.
And Camille, you had mentioned that there is with this license that is you obtain it in Sitka and it is valid for working in Sitka. There is a number of job opportunities within Sitka Tribal Enterprises of different varieties. What kind of opportunities are there?
Well, during our summer months, so we've got our summer seasonal jobs where, you know, we have commercial vehicles that require a commercial driver's license. And we also have, and that's summer seasonal. We're hoping to expand that with other opportunities that are coming along. But we're also looking at, we have the public transit, the ride, which is under the Sitka Tribal Enterprises now department. And we have right now six drivers that are working. And they are working full time. And then we also have the on calls. Mm. And so you look at that, you add it up, you've got, 15 to 16 people that are locally going to work.
Awesome.
And we are definitely in the recruiting phase of recruiting people that want to be trained and or definitely from, the CDL driving to actually the cultural tourism aspect, because we have a full slate of, almost about a week and a half to 2 weeks of training for being our ambassadors of Sitka. And so we're looking at retired people, kids coming back from college. Mm-hmm. We are really excited about helping put our local people to work.
Excellent. Well, we're out of time this morning, but for that first deadline is coming up this Friday for the first session for this commercial driver's license. Where can people go to register to become a part of this?
Well, first is to get an application. You can go online at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's employment and go ahead and put your application in. You can do that online or hand deliver it. And then at that point, it will go through the vetting system. And then once selected, then you'll have to do the background checks and all of that. And then Serena will sign you up.
You can also pick up an application physically at 204 Siganaka Way at our main office.
Perfect. All right. Well, Camille Ferguson and Serena DeTemple, thank you so much for coming in this morning to talk about this great opportunity that you've created for Sitka locals to get their extra training and ability to work here in Sitka. Again, you can go online to Sitka Tribal Enterprises and or to 204 Siganaka Way in order to get an application in and become a part of this.
I believe it's sikatribe.org.
Thank you. Sikatribe.org. Yes. Excellent. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.